Hola friends, the Tijuana and San Diego borderlands are brimming with captivating stories of people whose lives are shaped by the connection between Mexico and the U.S. On the Port of Entry podcast, we delve into those stories. Listen to Port of Entry wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Wednesday, March 4th. San Diego nonprofits are ready to help people impacted by the partial government shutdown. More on that next, but first, the headlines. Military bases here in San Diego and across the nation have increased security measures following the U.S.'s attack on Iran. It has caused traffic delays near base entrances due to enhanced ID checks and access restrictions. Naval Base Coronado warned motorists of potential delays at the base's entry points. Coronado's Naval Air Station North Island ports three aircraft carriers, including the USS Abraham Lincoln. The Lincoln is one of two carriers conducting strikes on Iran. Another impact of the U.S. attack on Iran is rising gas prices and the possibility inflation could continue to rise. Economists are saying a key component to all of this centers around just how long the conflict will last, and if shipping routes remain in operation. That includes the Strait of Hormuz, which ships roughly one-fifth of the world's oil and natural gas. For us here in San Diego County, the average price for a gallon of self-serve regular gasoline rose to its highest amount since December 1st. That's according to figures from AAA and the Oil Price Information Service. However, gas prices at the moment, both here in San Diego County and nationally, are still a cent or two less than the year prior. San Diego Unified is expanding its free transitional kindergarten program. Next year, 180 spots will be added, as well as 9 new classrooms. Qualifying students must be 4 years old on or before September 1st to enroll in the upcoming school year. According to San Diego Unified, TK serves as a bridge between preschool and kindergarten and offers a play-based environment where children can develop critical academic and social-emotional skills. All of the district's elementary and K-8 schools offer free TK, except Virtual Academy and Mount Everest. Families are being encouraged to apply before March 22nd for the best chance at getting a spot in their neighborhood school. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
San Diego County is known for being one of America's most expensive regions. KPBS's new series, Price of San Diego, explores the real cost of living, from rising grocery prices to car insurance premiums. Follow our series at kpbs.org/priceofsandiego.
A coalition of San Diego nonprofits has organized to help members of the Coast Guard and anyone in the Homeland Security Department during this partial government shutdown. Military reporter Andrew Dyer says the groups haven't yet seen a need for support, but are ready if and when they do.
The group includes the Support the Enlisted Project, 0800, Armed Services YMCA, the San Diego Military Advisory Council, and Feeding San Diego. Ashley Kamak is the CEO of 0800. They provide social work services to active duty and transitioning military families.
Collectively, let's make sure we can get them food, we can get them diapers, we can help support rent if that becomes a challenge.
The partial government shutdown affects the Department of Homeland Security. That includes about 1,000 members of the Coast Guard based in San Diego. Tracy Owens is a senior military relations officer at the Support the Enlisted Project. She says they're ready should service members need help.
So our focus is on military families in financial crisis.
According to news reports, the Coast Guard's payroll is so far unaffected. Congressional Democrats say they won't agree to fund the department until it agrees to changes in immigration enforcement. Andrew Dyer, KPBS News.
California Senator Alex Padilla questioned Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem at a congressional oversight hearing yesterday. Reporter Katie Heisen says Padilla pressed for access to detention facilities.
32 people died in Immigration and Customs Enforcement custody last year. the most since 2004. 8 more died in the first 7 weeks of this year. California Senator Alex Padilla confronted DHS Secretary Kristi Noem with these numbers at the hearing. Noem told him federal detention center standards are even higher than state or local standards.
We provide medical care to all of our detainees, 3 nutritious meals a day. We take care of them. We keep families together.
I appreciate the response,
continue to do that. You talk about
when
we have an unfortunate situations where individuals have passed away.
I believe my own eyes when I saw.
Padilla said, despite court orders, DHS continues to refuse members of Congress unannounced oversight visits. The facility in Otay Mesa turned him away last month. Noem did not respond to access concerns. Padilla called for her resignation, firing, or impeachment. Katie Heisen, KPBS News.
The Supreme Court weighed in this week on whether schools have to tell parents if their child is transgender. North County reporter Alexander Wen looks at what this means for a California law protecting students' privacy.
The ruling stems from a case filed by 2 Escondido teachers. They claim their district policy preventing them from disclosing their students' gender identity infringes on their First Amendment rights. Some parents also joined in that lawsuit. In December, a San Diego federal judge sided with the parents and teachers. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals paused the decision. The plaintiffs filed an emergency application with the Supreme Court seeking to reinstate the lower court's decision. On Monday, a majority of the justices agreed and lifted the injunctions for the parents, but not the teachers. Assemblymember Chris Ward says that is causing confusion over a law he wrote called the Safety Act. It bars school districts from requiring teachers to notify parents if their students choose to go by a new pronoun at school. He believes it remains in effect, but...
Obviously, we're deeply concerned about what this conservative supermajority on the Supreme Court is doing generally for national policies, but also specific to these threats on the LGBTQ community.
The Supreme Court's decision did not weigh the merits of the case, which is still under review at the Ninth Circuit. A legal analyst says, regardless of how the Ninth Circuit decides, the issue will ultimately come back to the Supreme Court. Alexander Nguyen, KPBS News.
Chula Vista will soon get new public park space along the water. Reporter Jacob Ayer says it's part of the Bayfront redevelopment project, which first broke ground back in 2022.
Along Chula Vista's bayfront, another new chapter is taking place. Just in front of the city's recently opened Gaylord Pacific Resort and Convention Center, a dirt lot with small shrubs will soon become a playground, splash pad, new landscaping, and pathways. This construction effort is known as the South Phase of the Harbor Park Improvements Project, says Port of San Diego Chair Ann Moore.
To get here today, we had to tackle a lot of complex issues along the way. We had to clean up industrial pollution, upgrade sewer and stormwater systems, enhance electrical infrastructure, implode a power plant, expand H Street, and so much more.
The area was previously known as Bayside Park. Once fully completed, the new park area will be twice as big as what's there now. The playground at Harbor Park is expected to be completed this fall, and the splash pad is expected to be open in early 2027. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
Making movies is a labor of love for many independent production companies. In Baja California, one is making its mark on Mexican cinema. Video journalist Matthew Bowler was on set for the latest production.
Hollywood productions have fallen 36% over the past 5 years, according to the nonprofit Film LA. While the industry in California may be contracting again this year, Mexico is trying to entice productions with tax incentives and other programs. Last week, Selma Hayek joined President Sheinbaum to announce a series of new incentives meant to attract productions to Mexico.
Nadie puede competir con nosotros.
She says, nobody can compete with us. With this support, we're unmatched. There's no other country in the world that has this level of diversity. While Hollywood may return to Mexico at some point, Mexican filmmakers aren't waiting around.
That's it.
This is the set of La Herencia, or The Inheritance. It tells the story of a wealthy patriarch who learns of his long-lost daughter from the ghost of his wife. Thick with drama and intrigue, this story is one of many produced by Baja California filmmaker Emilio Montiel. He didn't always make movies.
Si yo trabajaba en construcción.
He says he used to work in construction, doing things like laying carpets.
Montiel's movies are not in theaters, they are not expensive productions, and they are not big-budget action films. But they are watched by millions.
He says, unfortunately, we earn little, and there aren't those resources. That's why I make these kinds of movies, cheap ones, but I try the best I can.
Montiel has 34 movies, each with over 1 million views. They aren't short either. Each runs about 90 minutes, and his most popular has been seen more than 5 million times.
You throw money at somebody, they should be able to make something awesome. But when you can do it on a shoestring, and you can, you're speaking, you're communicating something to people out there who feel it, that is cool, right? That is cool.
That's Rory Pendergast. By day, he's a personal injury lawyer in San Diego. On the weekends, he's one of Montiel's actors. He's played a lawyer in many of Montiel's novellas, but last time he got to be an American in a Mexican prison in the movie Presidio Infernal, or Prison Hell.
Oye, yo soy ingeniero. Podemos hacer un túnel.
In 2022, the global economic advisory firm Oxford Economics reported that the Mexican film industry contributed 228 billion pesos to the economy. At the current exchange rate, that's over $13 billion. If someone offered Montiel big money to make his movies, he would take it.
Yo quisiera hacer unas películas.
Montiel says he'd like to make different movies for theaters or television networks in the United States or Netflix or Latin American cinema, but he doesn't have the money. But until then,
no,
he'll keep telling stories millions love.
Correct. I check.
In Playas de Rosarito, Matthew Bowler, KPBS News.
KPBS's Port of Entry podcast has more on Emilio Montiel's story. Also, a correction to yesterday's show, Representative Scott Peters' district does not include Marine Corps Air Station Miramar. Miramar is in the district of Representative Sarah Jacobs. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
KPBS podcasts, where San Diego's voices come alive.
Don't let the algorithm tell you what you like. Find things that you really enjoy.
It's really powerful to see how the voice of the students impacted so much change.
Ed, seguimos aquí. We're still here.
Listen now at kpbs.org/podcasts or wherever you listen.